Madam President, dear ladies and gentlemen, this is an exceptional moment for me, and I am very glad and honored that I have the opportunity to speak here today about families and children from the perspective of a member of European Parliament. Thank you, and so thanks, many thanks to the organizers to invite me. It's very important that people who are worried about the fate of family in Europe closely follow all developments that concern both concept of family and everyday life of millions of families in all EU member states. I would like to start with two simple statements. The first one is a fact, the other is not. Fact is that Europe is getting too old. The second statement may at first sound like a fact too, but it is just a political idea. All people are the same. Today, the first statement is a widely recognized fact. But I remember, like only 8 years ago, national governments, commission officials, even my colleagues in the European Parliament, Logan and I tried to raise awareness about unprecedented aging in Europe and its consequences. There is only one way how to avoid the collapse of our pension and healthcare systems that already today constitute the biggest budget expenditure in any EU member state. To increase the active labor force, because a world in which intelligent robots can take care of every work is not inside. And here comes the second statement into play. The idea that all people are the same. Égalité, but not just in political life, in everything. People having the same rights and the same duties. They can play the same roles in social life. And it doesn't matter if they are men or women, gay, lesbian, transgender, or straight. In the light of these two simple statements, one suddenly begins to understand many of recent policy initiatives or organizing from the European Commission that have a negative impact on our families. Just recently, the Commission proposed a regulation establishing the rights and citizenship program for the period 2014-2020. And let me put it straight, I am very concerned about this program. It contains threats to natural family that is traditionally based on marriage between one man and one woman. The rights and citizenship policy of the EU includes a large part of the fight against all forms of discrimination, because there should not be discrimination. The problem is that in our time, also definition of natural family is perceived by many as too exclusive, even discriminatory. Discrimination based on sex, gender, or sexual orientation is misused by powerful lobbyists to oblige EU member states to put same-sex partnership at the same level of protection as marriage. Rights and citizenship program will in future support civil society organizations and national authorities in combating discriminations on all grounds, including sexual orientation and gender identity. EU budget will support organizations whose sole purpose is to achieve the same legal status for all forms of living together, even though they can never offer comparable contribution to sustainable development of society. Fight against discrimination will therefore result in questioning of the role of natural family based on marriage as fundamental element of the society. But let me ask you this. Why does the Commission want to give same-sex marriages the same status and rights as natural family traditionally enjoy? The answer is clear when you recall the top political priority of an aging country: to find people who could work in the economy instead of children who should have been born years ago but weren't. In its latest strategic plan, Europe 2020, the Commission set the target of participation for both women and men aged 20 to 64 on 75% on the labor market. In order to do that, it is necessary to ignore the role of women as mother. Sorry. It is much more dry here up than down. All people are the same, remember? This is why the special statue of marriage and family has to be undermined. The problem is that this approach solves the problem of children that will be missing in the labor market only temporarily. Then the women get old, and I am afraid if children raised in collective institutions by strangers will feel solidarity with their parents who have never really been here for them. While the demographic gap is a fact, there is an alternative to the policy of total equality and intergenerational alienation. I call it the family mainstreaming. It means that instead of conducting social experiments, European governments and parliaments put natural family in this interest in the center of every public policy. It means to evaluate laws, schemes of support, government's program and taxes. It means to create environment in Europe that is family friendly and motivate parents to bring children into this world and to raise them as responsible citizens. European legislation is so much focused on men, women, workers or children that it often doesn't see family at all. It is member states and their governments who can make the difference. And it is citizens of the EU member states who can make family mainstreaming main issue of the upcoming European elections 2014. Protection of unborn children and of human life begins in the family. In supporting marriage and natural families, we stimulate the best environment for conception, birth, and upbringing of a child. But it is equally important to reject public funding for activities that undermine the value of human life. Last year in October, the European Court of Justice said that results of embryonic stem cell research are not patentable in the EU because extraction of these cells constitutes a breach against human dignity and integrity. Nevertheless, the European Commission wants us all to fund this research in the future through EU budget. I and my colleagues are trying to block this funding in the European Parliament, but we need the support from EU member states and their government. Hungarian government showed that it is very sensitive when it comes to family. And I have seen it during your presidency, and I see it in your new constitution. That is why I would like to use this opportunity and ask Hungarian government to oppose this funding in European Council. I am very sorry that Mr. Minister is not anymore with us, but I am sure you will tell him. Such funding not only motivates researchers to see human being as a research material, it also seriously threatens the whole EU funding scheme for science and research Horizon 2020. Because if it includes funding on embryonic stem cells research, it may be in future nullified by the European Court of Justice. Ladies and gentlemen, it is in human nature to draw wrong conclusions from simple facts. But fortunately for mankind, we often become a second chance to correct our errors. In this case, it is not an easy task. But I believe that it is not only possible, but also necessary to bring natural family back into center of public policy. I believe that it is still possible to bring back respect for human dignity and integrity in science, in politics, but also in everyday life. As a member of the European Parliament, I will continue in my work in order to incorporate these principles into European legislation. In this work, I'm counting with your support. Thank you very much.
És most szeretném felkérni dr. Gerberner Farkas Zsuzsannát, a Magyar Asszonyok Érdekszövetségének elnökét, hogy röviden foglalja össze, mi is történt a mai napon.